And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pound. When a man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him.
Now listen to this. They, before God, God's their Savior. Now, we, before God, our Savior, God, today, who is he? Can you name him? Could you pick him out of a lineup? Was the Father in the Son as the Savior? Or was the Son in the Father as the Savior? Or was the Savior, the only the Savior, the Son, or was it God the Father, always the Son, and always will be the Savior? The word Savior is found 37 times in the Bible, 13 times in the Old Covenant, the Old Parchment, and 24 times in the New Parchment. So, if we look at 37 scriptures, which we're going to do, could we really find out the great Savior? Could we unmask the one that hid himself and revealed himself through his word? They forgot God, their Savior. Well, if you look around the world today and see what's going on, look at all the mess we got. Man, I tell you, there's something going on. 8.9 on the Richter scale, a earthquake so devastating, it actually just swept people out into the sea, opened up the earth and swallowed them. We're talking about thousands upon thousands. When the count is done in Japan, what's going on? They forgot God, their Savior. Are we making the same mistake in the last days? Don't the Bible say that we will become cold, indifferent? Perilous times will come. You know, I've preached many, many years. I was starting to take a job out on the West Coast, and the Spirit forbade me going. And when I inquired why that the Spirit would not release my spirit to go there, it said, move away from coastal areas. Now, this was over 40-some years ago. And I thought, move away from the coastal areas. Don't go around the coast. Now, since that time, I've been to the coast one time in 40 years. No, I've been twice. Both times to Florida. I left the East Coast, Norfolk, when I was discharged from the service in 1956, I left the East Coast. I went to the extreme end of Florida in the 70s on business, once on pleasure. Actually, I was in a meeting. That's pleasure. And I felt very uncomfortable all times that I got around the coast, and I love water. But something forbade me to stay in a coastal area. And I believe it's because we have forgotten him, the rock, the Savior, and the great things he done. As he demonstrated his power in Egypt, today he's beginning to show his power, his wrath. The whole world lies in iniquity, and we're beginning to pay for it. Who is this Savior? It was Almighty God, the Savior, that brought the children of Israel out of bondage. And so we can truthfully say that God the Father is clearly shown as our Savior. Notice this one, Isaiah 45:21. Tell them, bring them near. yea, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I, Yahweh? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Well, what are we going to do with Jesus? Where are we going to put him? Well, he goes to the right hand of the Father. Well, the Father says he's the Savior here in Isaiah 45:21. And if the New Testament Savior is not the same Savior as the Old Testament, we got two Saviors. Or we got one imposter acting like the Savior when he's not, when one of these is telling the truth. Which one? Which one's disguised here? Should not we search the Scriptures? Don't you think it's time for us to really know who the Savior is? Who's told it from that time? Here we go back to the ancient time. And here is the Almighty God, Yahweh, telling us he's a just God and a Savior with none beside him. I like that scripture. If it's true. Well, I turn to the New Testament, and 24 times in the New Testament, we have this man that is known in the New Testament as Jesus, and he's masquerading around as a Savior. Is there a discrepancy? Are the two the same? Is the Father hidden in the Son? The Son being the flesh man? Is there a way to compromise these two beings as the one being? We know that the New Testament shows that God is our Savior from the Old Testament. Notice it. It plainly shows that the Almighty God is the Savior. And since the verse that I just read you, none beside him, that one could conclude, rightfully so, that the Almighty God is the only Savior and that there is no other Savior beside him. Now, let's continue studying to find out if they're one and the same, or if there's two of them. If we got two of them, we got a little problem. Listen to this. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. You have heard this saying, and this is a good and acceptable saying in the sight of God, our Savior. 1 Timothy 2 and 3. This is acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Now, when we do something that pleases the Savior, we find out in 1 Timothy that Paul acknowledged God, the Almighty, to be our Savior. If he came and become a man, and in the resurrection he put off the man and put back on the deity, and therefore he could plainly say, and the Bible plainly teaches, anyone that believes there is but one God, and it clearly states that this one God is the Father, and he's the only wise and true God, our Savior, according to the Scriptures. Why should we doubt it? Listen to this one. This is a good one. Mark it down in your Bible. In the book of Jude, verse 25, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. only wise God, our Savior. Clear, isn't it? To the only wise God, our Savior. Jude. Verse 25. One God, our Savior. You know, you go to churches and they'll say, oh, Jesus saved me, glory to God. Jesus saved me, glory to God. Are they really understanding what they say? Jesus saved me, glory to God? But if Jesus is not God, now that's the one we call, that's the New Testament. I'm saying that for your benefit, because that's the way you would read it in the New Testament. We take issue with Jesus being either God or Savior. We believe he's been slipped in as a Greek-Latin God. And they left out the Hebrew God by the name that that Hebrew God gave himself. Notice this. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. Write this one down. It's a good one. 1 and 10. Now, again, notice the scriptures as it's looking before the time of the manifesting, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. Manifest. Manifest. Manifest means made known. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. Man, that's powerful. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. Who is he? Here he is, disguised, claiming to be the Son of God. Was he more than a man? Was he truly the Savior who had come into the world? Did Mary recognize him as the Savior? My soul doth magnify God, my Savior. She actually bore into the world through her own womb the Savior of the world. And he made manifest. In the beginning was the Word, which was with God, which was God. And he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. John 1, 1, verse 14, and verse 10. He was in the world, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Listen to this. This is what we ought to be talking about. Instead of that, we're talking about the government will save you. I haven't heard one thing in honor of our Creator. During this whole 3 or 4 days since the earthquake in Japan, I've not heard one call upon the Savior, acknowledge the Savior, give the Savior glory. But I've heard all kinds of things. Oh, the government is on its way. The government will provide blankets. The government will provide iodine. What do you need iodine for? Well, little radiation's leaked out here and there. We're in a terrible mess. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior. Now it's going to tell you who he is, the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the New Testament the Savior the same? We didn't certainly see two bodies walking around when we see God the Father and God the Son. Did we see two gods? No. The Bible explains itself very well. God was in Christ, reconciling, being the Savior. And our conversation, I thought I heard one word to give glory to the Savior. Save us, Yahweh. Help us, Yahweh. We have forgotten you, Yahweh. We won't even speak his name, let alone acknowledge him. Oh, well, we say that for Sunday school class, Pastor Buddy. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, Yahweh Shua, the Anointed One. He is God. He's one and the same. He's the Almighty, the Savior. Those who say that Jesus is not God, but some lesser being in the Godhead, why would they call him Savior? He's lesser. Both of these claiming to be the Savior. Which one is it? Will the real Savior stand up? Titus will help us out here. The book of Titus, small book, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Let's read it. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world begun, but has in due times, in the last days, manifested his word through preaching, which is committed, Paul said, unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. God our Savior. That's a commandment. It's manifest in the due times of the last days. And instead of giving him glory, we're looking for the government. Folks, if this earthquake would have happened 100 years ago, before all of this modern forget Yahweh, our people would have been filling the churches all over the land, calling upon the Heavenly Father to save us. We don't need the government to save us. The government is not big enough. Think about this power. This earthquake was 8,000 times stronger than the one that devastated Haiti just last year. The ring of fire. In the last times, manifested his word through preaching, which according is to the commandment of God, our Savior. Let's read 2 Kings chapter 13. 2 Kings chapter 13 verse 5. Yahweh gave Israel a Savior. Who was it? Will the Savior? He didn't give it to the world. He didn't give it to those who are not his people. He gave it to Israel, his called, his chosen. He gave them a Savior. Moses was a Savior. He was a type. Moses said, a prophet likened to myself. Will the Father raise up before you and beware of him for my name, Yahweh said, is in him. John 5:43, the Son said, the Savior's Son said, I come in my Father's name. Oh, the United States is going to send a ship full of supplies, bandages, and we'll take care of you. Don't worry. Let the world go to hell. Let it shake and tremble. Your government is here to save you. It's coming to the West Coast. I wouldn't go. 40 years ago, I could have went out there and retired. I could have made plenty of money. Why didn't I go? Because Yahweh told me not to. I stayed here and fly behind the broom tails. Fly up the sage fields here and raise corn. And hay. Cattle. Poor Tennessee dirt farmer. Somebody needs a Savior. Who is it? Who is the Savior today? What are we going to call him? Is there confusion here? John, 1 John 4:14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father, Almighty God, the Father, sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Now, write that one down. 1 John 4:14, we testify, Paul said. Well, today nobody testifies that God the Father can save us. All we hear in Sunday school, why don't the officials that are give us the news over CNN, Fox, where have I heard that word before? Go tell that old Fox. We testify that the Father sent the Son, and he that sent him was with him, he that sent him was in him, reconciling the world unto himself. So which one was the Savior? Was it the flesh man? Or was it the Spirit in the flesh man doing the work through the Father who sent the Son, the flesh man, into the world to be the Savior of the world? And when it says Savior of the world, saving those of Jacob, Israel, in the world. Well, look at Acts 13:23. Of this man's seed, speaking of David, who he said he would raise up to sit on the throne, and through David's genetics. Do you know who David was? Most people don't even know who David was. They don't know what flesh he was. But here, it is clear that David had the same genetics as the raised Savior. Notice this, of this man's seed, speaking of David, has God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior. Yahweh, the Anointed One. Yahweh, the Savior. He raised unto Israel, not the world. Everybody wants to claim the Savior for their soul, and then they want to claim the government to take care of them till the Savior gets here. Does the Bible say to glorify Him in the day of visitation? Yes, it does. Why don't you hear people saying, we need a Savior. We need to return and remember Him. We need to look unto Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. When we spoke of the Christ, the anointed one, the flesh man, God exalted Him with His right hand to be a prince and a savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. They gave the Son a prince and a savior to give repentance to the world. World don't need repentance. What are they going to repent of? They were born to do just exactly what they're doing. To deny, to look for the government, look to Nebuchadnezzar in the first kingdom, to look to the Medes and the Persians in the second one, to look to Greece in the third one, and to Rome in the fourth one, and now to look to those combinations of governments who promise you liberty when they themselves are in captivity, because they're going to burrow into the earth. They're going to hide in caves and in shelters, and Yahweh is going to shake this whole earth. If you don't believe it, read Ezekiel chapter 39. It's awesome what He promised He was going to do. Have you ever read that chapter there in the book of Ezekiel? Where He said that He was going to, not only was He going to shake the heavens, He was going to shake the earth, and every wall was going to fall down because they have forgotten the fountain. They viewed them out the cisterns that can't hold no water. They don't have any foundation to stand on, and when Yahweh begins to shake it, you can believe He's going to shake it. Notice this. Verse 17, Ezekiel 39. Thus saith Yahweh, are you of whom I have spoken in the former days of my servants and my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied for years in those days that I would bring you, Gog and Magog, against them? It shall come to pass that it's going to happen. I will call for a sword against Gog throughout all my mountains, saith Yahweh. Every man's sword will be against his brother. Every man. That's going to come some troubled time. And I will bring them to judgment. Many people will be with him, and the many peoples who are with him, as a flood and rain, great hailstones, fire, and brimstone, and I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, that's Jacob, Israel, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Surely, it is coming, and it shall be done, saith Yahweh, and you shall fall upon the mountains of Israel, you and all your troops and the peoples who are with you. I will give you birds of prey of every sort, and the beast of the field will devour you. Oh, man. For 7 months, the house of Israel, the United States of New Jerusalem, not the sandbox, it shall come to pass that it will take 7 months to bury the stinking mess. And, notice this, assemble yourselves, gather together from all sides, and I will sacrifice you a meal. Talking about the birds, the beasts of the field. I will gather all of you men of war, saith Yahweh, and I will set my glory among the nations. All the nations shall see my judgment, which I have executed, and my hand, which I have laid on them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am Yahweh, their mighty one, from that day forward. They shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they were unfaithful to me. Therefore, I hid my face from them. I gave them into the hand of their enemies. Oh, my. And they fell by the sword, according to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions. I have dealt with them and hidden my face from them. Anybody calling for Yahweh, the Savior? Don't hear nobody. I just listened to see what they would say. If they mentioned the mercy, if they would repent. No repentance mentioned. All that. United States is sending supplies. Then shall they know that I am Yahweh, and I have sent them into captivity among the nations, but also brought them back to their own land, and left none of them captive any longer. And I will not hide my face from them any longer. Folks, it's coming. Yahweh is going to reveal himself as the Savior to give repentance once again to Israel and the forgiveness of sins. He's the exalted one. He's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. These three are one person. He's sitting on the throne. He's coming back in the last days as the Almighty, according to Matthew 25:31. He's going to sit on his throne. He's going to show himself. That he is the great I am. He chose to use this body he called the Son. So, he's the Savior. Are you going to call on him? Are you going to make straight in the desert a highway for God? All these people that will swept out to the sea, had they been told who the Savior was? Were they bound to some God? Some foreign God? Just like these drowning people that couldn't save themselves, the government couldn't save them. They were swept out to the sea. Thousands. Coming to where? To the West Coast, Pastor Buddy?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Coming. I'm sorry. Get away from the coastal areas. I've warned you. I have pleaded with you not to be around the coastal areas in the last days. There's going to be a great shaking. Every wall is going to fall. Better run. Isaiah 43:11. I am Yahweh, and beside me there's no Savior. Hosea 13:4. Yet I am Yahweh, your mighty one, from the land of Egypt. And you shall know no God before me, for there is no Savior beside me. Coming for his chosen people. Going to reveal the time is now. The revelation, the manifested, meaning to reveal myself. I'm coming for a people that is called by my name. I am coming to save you. I am the great I am, and if you do not believe that I am he, you're going to die in your sin. Now, the Greek word, I-E-U-E, from which Jesus was taken from, J-E-S-U-S, spelling is very different, suspect. But I-E-U-E means Yahweh saves. Yahweh is always rendered as Almighty God in the Old Testament and translated as Jehovah. But his name is not Jehovah. That's erroneous. We need to start telling people who it is that's going to save us. We need to begin to grow in faith. We need to declare his name. We need to give him glory. We need to take hold of him and magnify him. He's the mighty one. He's Alpha Omega. He created all things. There's not but one. He disguised himself in a body of flesh, came down here, and looked into the eyes of those who didn't know him, who probably never will, who probably don't want to know him. You see, they don't know him because they won't confess him. Everyone that'll confess him knows him. He come into the world to reveal himself as the Savior through that man that he chose to dwell in, the Messiah, called the Living One, or the Christ. He is God. He's fully God. And he's fully man. At the same time, he is equal with God. He didn't make it robbery to be equal with him. He didn't make it robbery if you do come up and sit with him in his throne, like he did when he overcome. He's that great one who is coming back after a people now that's kept the faith and hadn't denied his name. Have you denied him? Who is he? Has he got a name? Is his name above every name in heaven and earth? Well, I would think so. I would think he's the same one yesterday, today, and forever. Do you know that the largest recorded earthquake in the United States was 9.2? That's the one that struck Prince William Sound in Alaska on Good Friday. Wasn't nothing good about it. That was in March the 28th, 1964. The largest recorded earthquake in the world was a magnitude of 9.5 in Chile in May the 22nd, 1960. And the one we just had is 9.8, or 8.9, I'm sorry, 8.9. The earliest reported earthquake in California was in 1769 when they had an earthquake to strike just southeast of Los Angeles. That was before electronics allowed a recording. The average rate of motion across the St. Andrews Fault Zone during the past 3 million years is estimated at 56 millimeters a year. Same length that your fingernails would grow, 2 inches a year. But there's going to come a time when they're going to meet, and there's going to be a great shaking in the United States of America. The land change is coming, and we got to be ready. Tsunami. What is it? It's a harbor. A wave harbor. Big, giant waves that come into the harbor. A place of safety. A harbor is supposed to be a place of safety. It wasn't. There is no place to hide from Yahweh. Unless you acknowledge Him. You're hunting a highland. You're hunting deep caves to hide in. It's going to increase in the last days that men are going to get so wicked and the perilous times are coming. It's estimated that there are 500,000 detectable earthquakes in the world every year. 500,000. Now here's the problem. In the last days, they're going to increase. The shaking is going on in somewhere in the world all the time. But the magnitude of these quakes are going to increase in the last days until they cry out, Yahweh, save me. Are you ready? Are you going to cry out? Are you going to ask Him to save you? He is a Savior, you know. It's not the governments of the world. They can't save you. They're helpless. It's hopeless. They're not going to be there when you need them. Call on me in the day of trouble. And I'll deliver you, saith Yahweh. People have forgotten Yahweh for the governments. Cry out. He said, try me. See if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Are you ready for a blessing, or do you want to be saved by the government? You better repent. You better turn. The ring of fire coming to a neighborhood in the United States. Are you ready? The world's deadliest recorded earthquake occurred in 1556 in central China. It struck a region where most people lived in caves, and these dwellings collapsed during the earthquake, killing an estimated 1 million people. 76, another earthquake hit China where more than 250,000 people were killed. Florida and North Dakota have the smallest number of earthquakes in the United States. What about Florida? You think it's going to stay that way? No, I do not. You're living on the southern tip of Florida, you might want to consider moving out of Florida. Unless you want an early exit. The Bible says that the righteous are taken from the wrath to come. Just stay down in the southern tip of Florida and see what happens. Can you swim? You have a life raft? Might need one. Get away from the coastal zones. Move inward. Flee to the mountains. Don't the Bible say that? When you see these things come to pass, in Chile in 1960, these seismic waves that shook the entire earth for days. When that earthquake hit Chile, shook the whole earth. Well, ain't that what he said he would do in the book of Ezekiel chapter 39? I'll shake the whole earth. Done it, folks. We need to prepare to meet our Savior. Oh, I forgot. You gotta confess Him before you meet Him. If He meets you before you confess Him, He won't confess you. If you'll confess Him, He'll confess you. Underneath the ocean is a mountain range in the mid-ocean extending about 40,000 miles from the Arctic Ocean to the Atlantic, around Africa, Asia, Australia, and under the Pacific Ocean to the west coast of North America. It has the greatest height, 13,800 feet, above the base ocean depth. That's where we're having these problems. Called the Ring of Fire. Are you ready for the great shaking in the earth? Are you going to confess Yahweh? Are you going to turn from your wicked ways? You say, "Oh, Pastor Buddy, you're just a fearmonger. There's nothing going to happen. All this will pass over, and we'll just go on eating and drinking and being merry." That's true. I know that's going to happen. In the last days, they will be eating and drinking and being merry. The earth will shake, they'll tremble, and then they'll go back to eating and drinking and being merry. Watch it. They'll be more wicked. The United States of America, long overdue for the shaking. He's going to have to shake this country and change it. It's going to have to wake up somebody in this country before we can save this country. This country needs a shaking. It's overdue. It's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Be also ready, for you know not in what hour. What if that earthquake would have hit in the middle of the night? They said that one town that contained over 20,000 people, over 10,000 of them is unaccounted for. They don't know where they're at. Four high-speed trains vanished. They don't know where they're at. Most of the trains in Japan are jam-packed. They don't know where they're at. They can't even locate them. The earth just swallowed them up. Remember Core? Remember his band that stood on the wrong side? Are you on the right side tonight? Are you ready for the shaking? You can believe it's coming. You say, well, I remember the San Francisco earthquake in 89. I remember the one in 1915, and boy, it shook. You ain't seen, I mean, the one that's coming to the West Coast. I mean, it's going off the scale. There won't be no purpose for measuring it. It'll be off the scale. They don't have a seismic measurement to determine the depth and the strength of the one that he's going to send before those who will not repent, those who will not change, going to start in the most wicked place on the planet. That's planet Hollywood. Most of the filth and the smut and the carnal diseases of the festering mind of man. They waxed wicked. The perilous days are here. Wherever you put your foot, beware when you put your hand upon a wall. Could be a serpent bite you. There's no place, say. You can run, but you can't hide. The higher you climb, the farther you fall. The deeper you dig, the deeper he'll bury. You gonna confess it tonight? Who is he? Well, he's the Savior. Got my message tonight. The great disguise. Yahweh. Came in a body of flesh. I overshadowed Mary. Made himself of no reputation. Just quietly went about his work and said, the Father that dwells in me, he does it. Where is your Father? Where is your Father? Well, the Father that sent me is with me. Of whom you say he's your God. But if he'd have been your God, you'd have known me. And from henceforth, you know him and you have seen him. Why don't you confess me? You're going to have to empty the churches out, Yahweh. These temples of Baal deceit. You're going to have to shake your people until they will confess your name. That you are the Savior. You are the Savior, the Rock, coming soon to a neighborhood near you. So be it that it has to shake. So be it, praise Yahweh. Write me tonight. I need your help. Post Office Box 568. Now it's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 568. In Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Send me I love Aubrey to have me on the radio program. And some of the projects we got here at the King's Gate. We'd be much obliged for your help. You can't take it with you? No use of burning it down in the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific or in the Mississippi. Can't spend it there. The kingdom of heaven is nigh. He's coming back with power and great glory. Give him glory to his name. The name is Yahweh, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. My telephone number tonight, if you would choose to call me, is 423-351-1082. Our website, Bob has got the new website up and running, still got a few flaws in it, but you'll help us by going there and downloading some material. Remember, when you go to the sermons and you like to download them with Outlook Express, Internet Explorer, use that one instead of Foxbar or something like that, and you won't have any trouble. If you use Foxbar, right now you're going to have some trouble until all these things are ironed out. That's OneYahweh.com. Pastor Buddy, Shepherd's Call can be found there. Bob's got all of the sermons archived for the past few years. We've got a lot of articles concerning the things that we talk about from time to time on the radio. You can go there, download it free of charge, or print out the articles or read them for yourself. Yahweh bless you is my prayer. And may Yahweh keep you. And I'll see you tomorrow night around the world at 9 o'clock prime time on WWCR. 9 o'clock for Pastor Buddy. We're on WWCR one night a week. That's on Sunday night. That's the old WWCR, the time frame, sponsored by Dr. Gary. Tonight I'm sponsored by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey that brings this message to you tonight. Praise Yahweh. Thank you for the support that you have given me. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWCR. Yahweh bless you.